This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show, and we are going to have some fun today. We've got some amazing people on the show, starting with John Milton Fogg, then Dan Waldschmidt, and finally BK Borrego, and you are going to love what you hear. It's been a long time since I've had this much lift around a radio show we were going to do, and with all the guests. I mean, it's just been awesome. And next week we're going to follow it up with a very, very, very strong show with Harry S. Dent, who is saying some crazy stuff about where the U.S. economy is headed with these bubbles. He's written a new book. He is an economist that just he goes across all frontiers, and he is famous. He's on all the news shows, all the TV shows, and he's basically saying, if you don't have a plan B in place in 5 years, you're out of business. And if you think you're going to start that plan B 5 years from now, when the hand grenade hits your life, it's going to be too late. You have to start now. He's going to prove that next week on the show, so that's going to be cool too. But before we roll it, hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you? I think I've got John Milton Fogg. I should have John Milton Fogg. Hi, John.
I'm sorry, man. I'm reading this book, and I just had to finish it. What I was reading here. Edgy. Very cool.
It's a great. So, how are you doing, John Milton Fogg? Tell us about the state of your life. It's going great. You just celebrated a couple of years of sobriety, and you are cooking with gas on all fronts, from what I understand.
I am having a wonderful time.
That's
I really
exciting,
am,
man.
And I'm thrilled. Kimo Sabe, I am thrilled to be back.
That is
I'm happy to be doing this
exciting.
Again.
Well, it's great to have you, John, and it's great to get to work with you every day. Let's go straight to it. You're an author. This book, I told you that this book had changed my life. I'm telling everybody this book changed my life. And I was pretty intense before. And I just realized I was playing at about fourth grade level. And Dan Waldschmidt's book, Edgy Conversation.
Oh, there's a bunch of us in trouble now.
Oh, my gosh. It's Ask Marianne Niehaus. I mean, I have raised my intentionality on my weight, on my morality, on my spirituality, on my serenity. Everything's gotten better since I read this book, Edgy Conversations. I'm begging you all to buy it and read it. Go to edgyconversations.com. Take a look at the book. It is crazy. This guy named Dan Waldschmidt, he's got a firm called Waldschmidt Partners, and basically they solve complex marketing and business strategy problems for huge companies. I mean, this guy's connections are off the charts, and he shrunk it down to Joe Lunchbox like me and has really, really made a difference. He's been on everywhere, you know, Business Week, Inc. magazines, the BBC, Fox News, Today Show, Business Insider, radio shows everywhere, hundreds of articles, spoke at companies all over the world, and his Edgy Conversation blog is one of the biggest out there, according to Dow Jones. So, Dan, how are you, man? Do we have you with us?
I'm doing great. You know, whenever I hear intros like that, I always wonder, did you schedule another guest instead of me? But I'm delighted to be here.
Dan, inside of what Harry S. Dent is going to talk about next week, talking about this bubble that is hitting us that is going to be unbelievable, every one of us listening to this show have a chance right now to take our destiny into our own hands and generate something gigantic. If we can just get past all this crazy balanced and life spring and life coaching that people are giving us to basically stay broke, lazy, and poor. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, you've nailed it. We've built this whole ecosystem of mumbo jumbo that makes us feel good. And really, it's a lot of excuses. Hey, Tom, it's okay that you don't have the goals that you say you want to have because you're balanced. And then magically, that's supposed to make up for the fact that, no, you're lazy and you're not putting in the effort, and the stuff you're saying isn't the stuff you're backing up with your actions. And we don't talk like that, maybe because it's not socially acceptable or because it won't make the people around us feel all that comfortable. But we're really good at making excuses. In fact, in the startup world that I mentor in and invest into, we don't even call it quitting anymore. You know what we call it? We call it pivoting. I'm going to pivot. No one quits. No one gives up. No one fails. It's I'm going to pivot now. And there's nothing wrong with trying something new. But when we have this society that says, hey, do what you want, work as much as you want, you know what, let's all work smarter. And I've not met one person in the 1,000 people that we interviewed that said to me, Dan, I'm so glad I work smarter. They all told me it felt like I couldn't make it. There was no one who believed in me at times. In fact, I didn't even believe in myself at times. I am so glad I didn't give up. I am so glad that I did the hard work that no one else was willing to do. That's the story that we need to be hearing right now. That's the message that Americans, that citizens all over the world need to embrace right now, that if you're going to make it, it's because you roll up your sleeves and get to work.
Talk about those insane interviews of the people in the book, over 100 stories where he writes it a little bit like that Mark Victor Hansen book, where he even uses different type, and he tells a story about somebody that just fought through incredible odds to get to the top. A lot of times the top wasn't even a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It was something far bigger and better. But at the end of the day, every one of these just show that quitting wasn't an option. Yet we quit so much on things before we have a chance to be successful. It's unbelievable, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the stories are so empowering because once you say them out loud, once you read one of those stories out loud and you look at, you know, your house and you see the satellite dish outside that lets you have 5,000 channels you don't need, right? Once you look at the refrigerator with, you know, food and, you know, first world problems, right? The ice maker's broke. You know, all these things that stress us out. And then you read about a guy who had nothing and was broke and fought his way to the Florida State Hall of Fame for football, right? And yet here's this guy's born with one leg. You know, and it kind of makes you stop and you gotta beat yourself up a little bit and go, what's my problem? What am I crying about? You know, what stress do I have? Why can't I muster the courage to just make my way down the field? This guy's hopping his way down the field. It's almost comical. It's almost ludicrous. It's absurd. This guy's hopping his way down the field. Oh, by the way, that's an amazing story you'll find in the book. You can read the story to get the rest of it. But as a seventh grader, he could stand underneath the basketball hoop, jump straight up and dunk it. All guts. You know, it was amazing as I interviewed these people that we often dismiss courage, will, because it's not something we can see on a spreadsheet. As leaders, we look for things that we can touch with our hands. And if our CFO says, Dan, let's do this, I know it hurts people, and I know it may not be the most human thing to do, but you know what? It's good because it looks like on a spreadsheet it's going to work out. We're quick to embrace those notions. Often I'm called in to try to fix problems after those things, sort of things, cause more damage than they do good. But when someone says to you, we need heart, we go, oh, come on, Dan, what do we need? We don't need more heart. And then we see a guy like Carl Brashear, that they made the movie Men of Honor, who was in hypothermic conditions for hours, and he lived. And how do you explain something like that other than the quote that Carl said many, many, many years after that story went down, where he said, they weren't going to take my dream from me. That's what this whole book is about. It's about people who said, you're not going to steal my destiny. I have bigger dreams for myself than I'm allowing you to take from me. And I'm not going to let work or struggles or lack of money or lack of education, lack of friends, it doesn't matter. You can't steal from me what I won't give to you. And the lessons are endless. Where it's story after story, page after page. We interviewed 1,000. We couldn't put all 1,000 in the book. Of course, you'd be getting an encyclopedia. But the 150 stories that are in the book, each one, when I would flip through the book and see the stories there in color, I would, many times I would just stop and think and say, man, I need to take it up a notch. You know, Tom, you were talking about how you felt sometimes, man, you need to take it up a notch. Every time I flip that open, I think, man, what am I doing? I'm playing around.
No question. John Fogg, you've fought through unbelievable adversity over the last couple of years. Incredible stuff that I would have quit, jumped out the window if you hadn't been on the first floor, something. But, man, I am telling you, what do you think about, I mean, I know that you and I talked about this book, and you thought, you know, because you're such a, you know, you're kind of a flower child, that you thought it was a little intense. At the end of the day, what do you think about this whole deal?
You know, thanks for the flower child remark. I love that. No, actually, Dan, I have a confession to make, which is that with the initial hoopla and the sample that came down online and Tom's over the top. I mean, if there's anyone in the world that doesn't need to be more intense, it's Mr. Chenault. So I took all that in, and I absolutely misjudged the book. I held my nose and jumped in it. One of the things that I thought about the book, an assumption, flat out an assumption and a wrong one, was that it didn't have any heart. And I'm sitting here looking at, you know, I'm on a Kindle, so I'm 62%, who knows what page number, into the book. And I'm looking at the why human factor. And you're saying here you have to look beneath the surface and see others as human beings. You have to understand, one, how pain and fear drive human behavior. Two, how the human brain makes decisions. Three, how love makes all the difference. You know, you're a strong guy. You're a powerful guy. This book has just a ton of sensitivity to the human condition and heart, and I think you're just telling it like it is. It's a tough love's a good expression for it.
Yeah, it is tough love, but I'm telling you, we need to hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's right. You know, that we often, as you say, people judge us by what they think. Oh, Dan's made a lot of money. Oh, Dan did MMA. I teased a few of those items in the front of the book, you know. You know, he's got it figured out. He's tough. And of course, the story I told in the opening chapter was not to be overly sensational and not to say, woe is me, but to say, I think there's a lot of me's out there. And we put our business suit on and hope that no one notices that inside we're really freaked out and scared. And we're really worried by the bad stuff that we think is happening all around us, happening to us. And that's everyone. That's not me. It's not you. That's everyone.
This book's so good. I've got a studio audience. Hey, Johnny, John, we got to take a break.
Go ahead, babe.
This book is so good. We've got a studio audience. Trish Hetherington's walking in the door right now. It's changed her life. It is crazy. Go to edgyconversations.com right now. Bye.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having one heck of a nice day. We are on the air. We have got Dan Waldsmith, John Milton Fogg, and we're going to have in the next segment the one and only BK Barreco. So everybody stick around. But we are talking to Dan about his book, Edgy Conversations. As I said, it has just absolutely made me a crazed human being because I just realized I was playing it small, but I had this conversation going on like things were going great because I'm, you know, my check's decent and my marriage is okay and my this and my that and da, 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 da. So it was all noise and I wasn't playing to my potential. And I love the fact that I read this book and it just punched me right in the nose. And I'm really happy that John Milton Fogg had the same experience. And I want to go right back to him for a second because you were just about to ask Dan something. Dan, what was it?
Dan, Tom mentioned at the beginning of the show that I've had an interesting couple of years, 2 years of recovery from alcoholism. And one of the things that I noticed in our group meetings that I go to a number of times every week, and one of the things that binds us together is everybody in that room has struggled. And everybody in that room, no matter what their length of recovery is, clear that they still have a lot of work to do. Are you saying that's all of us? Because that's what I read, and it's a great perspective for me to put on. Number one, it stops me being judgmental about other people and has me take a cleaner, clearer look at myself.
So your alcoholism is something that we say is not socially acceptable. Right? He's sticking a needle in my arm and tightening a rubber band around my arm so I can get another shot of heroin is something we frown on. Oh, Dan has an addiction problem. Dan has a substance problem, right? John has a substance problem. He's broken. Meanwhile, I can be addicted to laziness and fear, procrastination, worry, doubts, selfishness. That's okay. That's okay because that's on the inside, and that's allowable, and we don't see that the same poison that that rots us from the inside out. The attitudes we have are perhaps just as dangerous, if not more, than what we stick in our bodies on the outside, whether it be a bottle or a needle. And you're exactly right that we all suffer from addictions, and we all, every day of our lives, have to fight back these negative attitudes and negative behaviors that will cripple us if we're not careful.
You know, one of the things you opened my eyes about, and I'm stubborn and stupid. Those are two of my better qualities. Is about the business of having a plan. I'm such a maverick. I mean, I went to art school. I'm a I'm a 66 year old child of the 60s. But you got my attention with that, Dan. Can you say more about the importance of you got to have a plan?
Well, there's that old quote, if you aim for nowhere, you'll hit it every time. You know, I think that's a little bit about what we uncovered with this book, was that the plan necessarily wasn't a 5-year plan as we think about it. Hey, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to get a degree, I'm then going to get an advanced degree, an MBA, and then I'm going to be a senior executive 6 years from now. It wasn't about that. The plans that we saw most effective were those who said, I want to change the world, and here's how I'm going to do it. And it wasn't so much about, here are the things I'm going to do, but it was about who they were going to be. And that was where we saw impact, is it was a problem, and they were going to do whatever it took to fix it, right? There was an opportunity, and despite the number of obstacles in their way, they were going to seize the moment and try to conquer that. And so I think what's important for us all to realize is that you're running a marathon, and the reality of life is you don't know which mile marker you're on right now. It could be mile 4, it could be mile 24. Sometimes success is around the corner. Sometimes you look around a lot of corners and you still don't find success. That's still not enough. That's not a good enough reason to quit running and drop out of the race. And so have a plan. Take a moment to step back and go, what do I want to do with my life? What really matters to me? And by the way, you can't plan if you're drowning in debt. So the next time you think you need to run out and have a 70,000-inch TV and 4 billion channels on cable, just think about how that's crippling your plan. That's the elephant in the room that's stomping the crap out of every dream you want to have, is making bad personal financial decisions. So dream big, and then think about what really moves you, and then get to work on it.
Got it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's it. And talk a little bit about the caliber of clients you've got. I mean, it's unbelievable who you do business with.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a multi-level marketing, home-based business, Joe Lunchbox conversation of people just selling themselves out. We've gotten lazy at the highest level, right?
Yeah. And part of that is just how our financial systems force us to show profits every quarter, even if it means laying off 4,000 people. We've kind of traded in our let's change the world strategies for let's just grow a little bit this quarter so analysts don't knock us down a few points, right?
Dan, we love you. Everybody, we got to go. Dan, thanks a million. You are welcome back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, we are up. We are back. It is Tom Chenault. This is John Milton Fogg. And now we have got BK Barreco with us. I know everybody's been really waiting to hear this guy. I hope you enjoyed Dan Waldsmith. He is, I tell you, go get that book. If you are, I don't care what lane you're in. I don't care if you're flat out broke or you're making $1 million a year. That book is for you because you just, it's amazing to me how much more on my game in every category, even my marriage, my relationship with my kids, everything has gotten better as a result of this. And I love that. There is, oh, next week I told you, Harry, I can't even think of his name. The guy, what's his name? Harry S. Dent. The guy, Harry S. Dent,
is going to be on the show. It's going to be just like this show. It will be over the top. You want, if you are in home-based business and you're an entrepreneur, no matter what you're doing, you want to listen to this show because this Harry S. Dent is going to bring home the bacon. Okay, let's go over to BK Barreco. How are you, BK?
Tom, I just want to start off by saying the rumors of my retirement have been greatly exaggerated.
Oh, my God. You know, and I couldn't figure out what you – and I saw the headline. I went to the MLM watchdog, and I saw the headline, and I go, what's he whining about? And I even wrote you a note and said, BK, come on. And then I saw the headline of the email that was sent out about that line on the website, and that was clearly just crazy because it said BK leaving Vima, and that's absolutely not true. Everybody out there on the planet – BK Barreco is not leaving Vima, but I promise you that brought some ears to that show. No bad publicity is better than no publicity. So I hello, BK.
You know, I'm a semifinalist in Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, and I was at a cocktail party for them a couple of days ago, and you know, one of the big finance guys comes up and goes, so what's your exit strategy? And I said, well, I've got, you know, 6 kids, 7 and under. And he goes, no, I wasn't asking about your family. I was asking about your exit strategy. I go, well, that is. I want to raise my kids up, and they're all fluent in Spanish, by the way. And I want to raise my kids up to one day hopefully run this company. And so this is, you know, I don't have a plan B. I don't have an exit strategy. I don't have a retirement plan. I just love what I do, and you can't even call that work.
And you've been doing it for many, many years. And the last couple of years, I'm telling you, I don't know what's happened to you. I mean, I see the pictures all over the place of you and your terrific family. And then I see some of the pictures of you in your personal life. And then I see some pictures of Jordan Belfort coming to your convention. And then I see, you know, and it just feels to me a little bit like you're at that midlife crisis where you're probably going to go buy a Corvette convertible next and put on some puka shells. What's happened to you?
First off, Jordan Belfort was never booked by Vima to come to our convention. He was one of our leaders was going to bring him in on a Sunday. Our convention ends, you know, we're going to have 10,000 people in Las Vegas at the end of this month. I had to actually do a blog to say, you know, I don't know how this kind of stuff gets started, but I, you know, just want to let everybody know. And I hadn't even seen the movie. And then I saw the movie and I went, oh my gosh. Yeah. So Tom, you can rest assured. I am, there's no midlife crisis going on. There is, you know what? It's like the Anthony Robbins. A constant and never ending improvement. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to improve. I want to continue to get better. In not only my life, but in the company as well. And so it's a philosophy, it's an attitude, and improving means change. And change, sometimes people, you know, hate change, and sometimes people embrace change. And so that's what it's all about.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Jordan Belfort. I interviewed him several years ago you and I actually had dialogue about this when you first told me, and I knew he wasn't coming to your convention. I wouldn't have hijacked you with that. But here's the deal. The guy is a despicable human being that should never, ever, ever be in front of people that are out there trying to do. The people he destroyed are the people that are in network marketing. And there is no way on earth that that guy should have been anywhere in front of a crowd. So I was thrilled when I found out that that rumor wasn't true. So this whole industry.
We've dispelled two rumors in 3 minutes. I'm not retiring and Jordan Belfort isn't coming to convention. Let's move on.
Okay, so number three, how do you like John Milton Fogg these days?
He is wonderful. I've always loved the guy. I mean, I love his work. I love his writing. Is he still listening?
Yeah, he's here. He's with us.
That's just a joke. No, I love him. I think he's great.
BK, you can just send me a check, buddy. It's fine.
I'll get right on that.
I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
In the last 5 years, what's the one thing that you've done that you're most proud of?
Didn't pivot. You know, it's I was listening to Dan in your first segment. Great guy, great insight. You know, so many people quit, and it's like when you got a dream, you can't let anybody take it from you. And I've had a turbulent career, and you know, 19 years as an owner in network marketing. You know, New Vision was a $27 million a month company, and the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and that whole, you know, system, and then the regulators come in and say, you know, there's health claims on this tape, and we take the health claims off, and you know, sales start sliding down to 1.9 million, and my brother decides to sell, and my number one income earner decides to sell, and you know, I present the idea of Vima to 13 of my top leaders, and 12 of them tell me don't do it. And I just said, I don't have another plan. I mean, we have to reinvent ourselves. We have to be open to change and open to doing things better. And, you know, my dad used to say the sun shines all day long, but until you take a magnifying glass and you focus it, only then you can start a fire. And I said, what we need is a focus on just our top one and two products, our essential minerals and our Mangosteen Plus. And we launched Vima, and then you know, Zango comes in with their famous lawsuit, and it takes the $1.2 million that I didn't have to defend myself and a year and a half of my time getting sucked out of me. They wanted to, you know, financially kill me, and then my brother joined Zango, and then we start keep telling them, we're just kept telling the story. We're not quitting. We're telling the story. And then, you know, 7 years, we get to that coveted, you know, $10 million a month mark and, you know, $100 million a year. And then, you know, 12 months later, we go to $20 million a year. We double it. And this year, I want to take it to $40 million a year. And what gets us to where we are isn't necessarily going to get us to where we want to go. And so we need to have that philosophy of be open to change. You know, Jonathan Gilmore was interviewing me for a book yesterday or the day before, and the question was asked, what corporate executives in network marketing, what is the biggest downfall? And I don't want to criticize anybody, but I mean, we get paid, when you think about it, we get paid for paying attention. And not just paying attention to what we're doing or what a few of our competitors are doing. We get paid to pay attention to the business around us and being open to ideas that come from other industries. Don't be so laser focused on everybody does it this way, so this is the way everybody needs to do it, and nobody's going to ever change. And that's a good way to get run over in today's economy. And so, I just think that we need to pay attention. And that's one of the things I really pride myself on the senior management team that we put together here at Vima. It's just a great team of guys that think outside the box. When they come up with, you know, there's no bad ideas. There's some crazy ideas, but there's really no bad ideas. And will they work or will they not work? And so, you know, we get ideas from technology companies. I was reading Fast Company magazine last year and, you know, got a great idea from that article on Jeff Bezos. And it's just, you just gotta pay attention.
Well, you've changed your branding so much. Hang on a second, John. You've changed your branding. I mean, it is clear that you've stepped it up as far as the look and the vibe and everything else. And at $200 million in sales a year, you're starting to really get yourself into some stratified air here. And I'm not allergic to your look. I'm not allergic to your youth movement or any of that stuff. I think that you are on the leading edge. You and I had a conversation about that a couple of months ago on so many things, and I applaud that for you. So, John, did you want to ask him a question about that before I hit him with a hand grenade here?
Yeah, before your hand grenade, let me hit him with a smaller one. BK, you said you didn't quit. Why not? What keeps you in the game? Well, you don't have anything to prove anymore. You've done it all.
It's like when this company came to purchase New Vision, and we got a great eight-figure offer. And, you know, my brother goes, what do you think? And I go, let me take the weekend to kind of think about it, because it was the kind of offer that you have to at least give the respect of some contemplation. And on Monday, he calls me up and says, what do you think? And I said, you know, if I didn't do this, what would I do? I'm too ADD to retire. I mean, I got too much energy. I love the building process. I love, you know, the success stories. I love the health stories that, you know, these efforts create. And I don't know of another way to satisfy that desire in me by retiring. And so, You know, it's just that pretty much sums it up. I don't know what else I would do if I didn't do this. And so it's just, you know, it's just, hey, we got to figure this out. You're going to have challenges. I mean, this is business. I mean, you're going to have challenges in life. You're going to have challenges in your personal life. You're going to have attacks. You're going to have haters. You're going to have all that kind of stuff. I mean, I started off my morning with two tweets that I received, and I'm like going, holy crap. I mean, this is like, why do these people even take the energy to say these kind of things about me? Because don't they know that it's fuel? This is, you know, you want to fire me up, tell me I can't do something. I mean, I remember when I got into network marketing years ago into Mattel KM. You know, I worked at 6 months part-time. I was selling advertising for 7 years. I mean, hated my job. And my friend, Drew, in the cubicle next to me for 6-7 years, you know, said to me, you're going to be back begging for your job in 6 months. And you know, you can listen to the Dans of the world and get all fired up and all this motivation and go to, you know, Anthony Robbins. And you want to fire me up, you hate on me because I'm going to work my ass off to say you're not right. I'm going to be right. And I don't care. And, I, you know, here it is, 20 years, and I still remember the conversation Drew had with me. And so some people take that hate and they let it destroy their dream. And other people learn to channel it into fuel and motivation for their dream.
So we got to go to a break, of course, and I want to get to this. And here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you still love MLM? I mean, obviously you've changed the model a little bit, but it isn't like you hate the industry. You just feel like the tide is switching away from that traditional model. What the heck's going on there? So we're going to take a little break. And we're going to have him ponder that question. And we're going to really talk about that in the next segment. And we're going to get to the bottom of this because I am troubled about it. I got to be honest with you because, A, I'm there. All of us are there. And I want to make sure this profession is going to be around for my grandkids. And I want to hear BK's spin on that. So we're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We got John Milton Fogg and BK Barreco. And BK, what's this mean? I mean, obviously, you're listening to a little bit of the footsteps out there, and you've been through the FTC. You've been through all the whole thing. You alluded to it earlier in your New Vision days. And those guys swing big sticks when they swing them. At the same time, this network marketing model has been around a long time, and where I really got irritated was the kind of shot you took when you said, we're not Amway, we're more like Amazon, like Amway was a bad deal, and that's what's fed you and your family for all the time. And I just didn't get that. I didn't get that quote. Did the New York Post misquote you, or did you just say that and you meant it?
You know what? First off, let me answer the question you asked before you went to the break. I love MLM. I love network marketing. I mean, it literally, you know, changed my family's life. It's changed my life. I mean, it has created in a business model that has given me everything that I have from a business standpoint. And so that's never going to change. But I want you to know that, you know, Amway's a great company. Here's the one thing that, you know, dealing with some of the top minds in this industry, one of the things I've discovered is they don't embrace change like other industries embrace change. My dad used to tell me the only thing you can count on is change. And you know, the Herbalife right now is under an FTC investigation, right? And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, it's like a storm brewing off in the distance. You don't know if it's going to blow in and rain on everybody, or you don't know if it's going to blow out to sea. But I, as a CEO, my responsibility is not to VEMA, but my responsibility is to its leadership, is to the people that count on me making the right decisions for the right reason. And so I'm not dissing Amway. I'm not dissing Herbalife. I'm not dissing the industry. What I'm saying is I think there's a better way to tell our story. You know, you mentioned about the young people that you know, we attract 15, 18,000 young people a month to this business. They don't know Amway. They don't understand how that works. You know what they understand? They understand Amazon. And that article that I read in Fast Company, you know, gave me the idea. You know, a huge portion of Amazon's $70 billion. Amazon's been around for a third of the time that Amway's been around. Amway's doing $11 billion. Amazon's doing $70 billion. Okay, so it may be, hey, you may learn a few things from how Amazon does business. So I'm reading this article, and they do third-party fulfillment. And my light went off over my head saying, what if we utilized Amazon to be able to deliver our product? They have 89 warehouses. They're working on same-day delivery. I mean, just a tremendous infrastructure that would be great if we could plug into it. And so, you know, months of high-level talks with their executives, And as I did that, I started peppering these guys with questions about their affiliate marketing plan. Again, getting back to my point of paying attention to what other industries are doing, and I'm listening to them and I'm reading about them and how they do business, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like almost like how we do business. I mean, there's so many similarities between affiliate marketing and network marketing, and everybody agrees with that. I mean, you know, Kevin Thompson came down on me for you know, I'm the David Copperfield of the business world, and hey, first off, I'm not just
I'll bet
David
you like that one.
Hey man, I'm taking my leadership in Vegas out to see Chris Angel. So I have magicians. It's fun. It's entertainment. But you know what? It's all about telling a story. And a person's perception is their reality. And you ask. And here's something that I didn't have anything to do with: Amway's perception and Amazon's perception. I didn't have anything to do with how it's perceived with our prospective customers or our prospective affiliates. All I know is if I say Amway and I say Amazon, I'm going to get two completely different reactions. And my responsibility as a CEO is for that newest affiliate coming on board, that they're excited about their business. And do you know how many great people that would have been awesome in network marketing have been knocked out of the business because they go to a well-meaning family, friends, the Drews of their life, and says, hey, I'm doing this and this. And they're like, oh, you are in one of those. I mean, a completely different perception than saying, hey, you know what? We're kind of like Amazon, except we pay better. I mean, to me,
it kind of sounds to me like you're not changing the model. You're just changing the story. You're kind of spinning it.
I changed our comp. It's not spin. It's not David Copperfield. It's, you know, Kevin Thompson, and you know, and I kind of smile to think, you know, as he writes this, he didn't even give me a phone call to say, hey, can you give me some clarification on this? He just gets up and is, you know, I've got two lawyers that work for me, okay? This is not my first rodeo. I've been doing this for 19 years, almost $2 billion in sales. Even suggest that these changes that I made might be not legal is absolutely ridiculous. It's, you know, part of me wants to smile and part of me wants to engage them. And then I thought, you know what? Dexter Yeager, you know, Amway's number one guy. He used to say the dogs bark, but the caravan moves on. And some people they can bark, but you know what? My responsibility.
So let me ask you this. What, instead of saying that you're not
fired, you're getting me fired up there, Tom.
That's what I want to do. That's what otherwise people would be sleeping, listening to you and running into embankments in their cars. So,
all right.
And we're out of time. We're gone. So that's even worse. So here's the deal. You are clearly a leader, and I want to keep bringing you back. And I wanted people to understand that you aren't getting out of here. And so the name of the game is, VK, keep up the great fight. I know that we're going to keep putting light on this thing, and you're the world.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more.
Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.